Everybody, welcome to When the Pads Come Off with Steelers Nation Unite. I'm Missy Matthews, our special guest today, Jordan Berry.
Good day. Yeah.
Good day. I like it. You're on a roll. We're going to talk all things Australia right now.
Alrighty.
So this offseason, we saw a lot of posts on your Instagram page in your home country of Australia. What are some of the places that you went to when you had the opportunity to go back home?
Yeah, so I went back for about 3 weeks. So I took over my now fiance Emily with me. So we spent 2 of the weeks in Melbourne, which is where I've spent most of my time growing up. So in the southeast of the country. And then we spent about 4 or 5 days up in the northeast coast on an island up there, which is just a nice little holiday for us. So yeah, it was pretty nice up there.
The flight from Pittsburgh to Australia, how many stops is there and how long does that even take?
So I went down, we stopped off in Kentucky first, which is where she's from. I went to college, and then from there it took us about another 33 hours with flying and layovers. So yeah, it was a bit of a hole getting all the way back, but yeah, it's definitely worth the trip.
Now being in the NFL, do you get to go back just once a year or do you try to go back more often?
Yeah, I go back about once a year now. So yeah, it's just a long sort of arduous trip. It takes you, roughly 2 days there, and then you have another day or two with the jet lag. It'll sort of mess you up if you don't sort of sleep right on the plane. So you don't really want to do that trip more than once a year.
When you do get a chance to go home, what is something that you have to do every time you're there?
Definitely try and go see some football. Obviously Australian football, you don't really get to see much of that over here. It's something that I grew up with and really enjoy watching. So, you can watch it online over here, which I do quite often, but yeah, nothing really beats going to a game over there.
All right, when you were hiking, you said you saw a shark feeding on a school of fish. Is that something common to see on hikes in Australia?
Yeah, sort of up the northeast. I hadn't really been up there very much myself. And so we just went a bit of a hike across Hamilton Island, and we're on the sort of far end where there really aren't many people. And it had been raining all day, and you're used to seeing the water splash, the rain splashing on the water. But we look across, and there's just this whole frenzy going on. And I walked out there and got a bit closer, and yeah, there's a shark just going nuts on all the fish. So,
what other animal encounters are out there?
We took Emily up to sort of a wildlife park up in Ballarat, which is a small town I spent a couple of years in when I was growing up. And there's sort of set up there, they got all the kangaroos just roaming around, so you can just feed them by hand. And all the koalas, and the big sort of saltwater crocodile in a little pen there with the glass windows, so you can get up close to that as well. So she was a bit freaked out by it all, but it was pretty.
So that's just normal for you? None of that bothered you?
I grew up in the city, so I didn't really deal with those sort of things too much growing up. But it's pretty neat. It's something you really don't get to see too much around here. But obviously you've got the bears in that America, which are their own sort of system.
And what do kangaroos eat? You said you guys were hand feeding them.
Yeah, they just got these. I'm not sure exactly where they got them from, but there was a certain island where the kangaroos are really docile and they just kind of hang out, and you just get some of the feed for them. They just come up and eat right out of your hand. They're pretty nice.
That's really cool. All right, transitioning to football a little bit, what are some of the differences going from the Aussie rules to the NFL that maybe hung you up a little bit?
Yeah, so initially, coming over to college, the biggest difference for me coming from Australian football than having to play college football is just the lack of running. So Australian football, you have to run the whole time to get the ball. The fields are, some of the fields are over 200 yards long by 150 wide, and you've got to run the whole time to go pick it up, similar to sort of like soccer. Then obviously you come over here to American football and you're spending, 10, 20, sometimes an hour sitting on the sideline waiting for your next kick. So just sort of that mental, just trying to calm yourself down and relax and not focus on the game, which I feel like I got pretty good at now, but definitely my first year or two over in college was definitely a big change.
Now when you go back home to Australia, are you a celebrity? Do people recognize you?
Not really. If I head around areas where people know about American football, then yeah, definitely. But just the general public, yeah, not at all.
So there's no Jordan Berry jerseys over in Australia?
Nah, I saw plenty of jerseys over there. I think I saw an AB and a Ben one, but yeah, definitely not none of mine.
You need to maybe take some over next time.
Yeah, it was a bit hard to compete. We had that Jared Hayne that came over the other year that played for San Francisco, and his jersey's in every second sports store. So yeah, he's a big marquee name over there. Yeah.
Is there any way you've been able to give back to your hometown?
So I sort of go and help out where I can with there's a company called ProKick Australia that helped me get into college. So whenever I'm back, I go and try and help out all the younger guys there that are trying to get those college scholarships now, and just help coach where I can and give them any advice that they're asking for. But yeah, outside of that, really don't have much time. By the time you catch up with family and that, it's time to get back on a plane and head back over here. So yeah, it's pretty tight.
All right, you already threw out good day, mate. We're going to take a quick break. When we return, I'm going to have you go over a few more words for me, okay?
All right, perfect.
All right, we'll be right back.
Countdown to kickoff. I'm Bill Hillgrove, joined by Tuch Hilken and Greg.
Against the Ravens, the bad blood, you couldn't ask for any more, and it is exciting.
Roethlisberger in the gun. Gets the snap, he wants to throw it. Throws it for the end zone.
Welcome back to When the Pads Come Off with Jordan Berry. Maybe you could help me speak Australian a little bit, okay? I got good day mate down, but right before training camp on your Instagram page, you posted the setup here at La Trobe is looking grouse.
Yeah, so
what does that mean?
Yeah, so it pretty much just means it's looking great, top notch, sort of along those lines. It's, yeah, just the same they got over there, and yeah, I thought I'd just throw it on there.
Okay, and I said grouse correctly? That
yeah.
Worked? Okay, good. All right, the next one for you, Vegemite, what is it, and is it available here in the United States?
I think you can get it online. I haven't really looked for it myself because just having family and that come over to games, everyone's sort of bringing me a jar here and there. I've actually kind of got too much right now sitting in the apartment. But, yeah, it's a nice spread. I just put it on some bread or on some bagels or something like that. It's kind of like what we eat, like peanut butter, but yeah, it's obviously a very different flavor.
What does it taste like?
It's a very salty and yeasty flavor. It's kind of part of like the bread or beer making process, and they take some of the yeast out and treat it somehow. I'm really not too sure, but yeah, it kind of looks a bit like Nutella, so I tell people it's like a sweet chocolatey flavor, and they get a mouthful of it, and it's the complete opposite flavor palette, so yeah, it gives a bit of a shock to them.
So do you buy it in the jars, or is
yeah, they just come in. Yeah, okay. They just come in jars, and then you just spread it on bread and toast or something like that in the morning.
Do you have your teammates ever tried it? What do they think?
Yeah, a few of the guys are here. Like, I'm the third Australian to play here at Pittsburgh, so most guys here are too smart for me to, you know, try and trick them into it. But every now and then you might be able to get a rookie or two to try it.
All right. Of the mainstream phrases like good day, mate, shrimp on the barbie, and land down under, are any of these actually used in Australia?
Yeah, g'day mate's used quite a lot.
Okay.
I still use that a fair bit. It's sort of one of those ones that I've taken out of my vocabulary a bit, because if you're speaking to a random person at a store or a shop, and then, you know, they'll want to start talking about Australia, and if you're in a hurry, you just kind of want to get out of that conversation. So I've cut that out a bit. The other two sometimes get used, but yeah, definitely not as much.
Okay.
And the shrimp on the barbie, that was more of a TV ad over here for tourism.
All right, if you are going to be our tour guide for a minute here, if we are going to Australia for the first time, I have never been there, what are some of the terms and phrases we should know that might mean something different here in the United States?
Probably the big one in terms of football, at least, was the go shag a ball. yeah, it's obviously not very family friendly, the meaning back in Australia, but over here when I first got a... go to a kicking camp, I'll go shag this, go shag that, and we're all just looking at each other like, hold on.
Okay.
Well, the other one is, another non-family friendly one is, we call flip-flops thongs. So,
okay.
Yeah, I've run into a few problems there. I'm like, oh, I'm just going to go grab my thongs, and then people kind of look at me a bit funny, so, yeah. Other than that, I can't really think of any off the top of my head that are too crazy. Yeah.
Okay, so nothing too terrible.
Yeah, they're the kind of ones that jump out at me.
Got it. But you've probably caught yourself now.
Yeah.
And then if we are over there for the first time, where would you recommend we go? And, like, places you have to see?
Yeah, I definitely recommend Melbourne. If anyone's into sort of sports, art, live music, anything like that, Melbourne's the spot you want to go to. There's just some sort of international or national level sporting event pretty much every week, if not every day, going on in Melbourne. The live music scene there is something you can't really compete with in most other cities around the world. It's pretty known for that. Then, yeah, if you want to go see the sort of big landmarks, you obviously got to stop in at Sydney, see the Opera House and the bridge, and yeah, that northeast coast there as well, where the Barrier Reef is. That's definitely somewhere, if you're into the outdoors, it's really nice up there. Yeah.
Okay. All right, time for one more quick break. When we return, we have some fan questions for you.
All righty.
Okay, stay with us.
Merry Christmas! Merry Christmas!
Welcome back to When the Pads Come Off with Jordan Berry. Time now for your questions. Jordan, Ted wants to know if they made a movie about your life before and during your football career, what actor would play you?
Ooh.
You get to pick.
I'd probably go with a good-looking Australian guy, like maybe one of those Hemsworth brothers or, yeah, maybe Hugh who is it? I don't watch those movies. Hugh Jackman, that's what I'm thinking of. Yeah.
Hugh Jackman.
Yeah, that'll work.
All right, we'll go with that. All right, AC wants to know, what did you do with your first salary?
The first paycheck I got here, I went out and got myself some furniture for my apartment because, I sort of just moved in, didn't have anything in there, so I had to get myself a mattress and a couch, and yeah, eventually got myself a TV and an Xbox. But, yeah, outside of that, I haven't really bought anything too crazy. I didn't get my first car until after my first season playing, so I didn't even have my driver's license until that January, so I had to hold off on that. Got a bicycle. That was very helpful around here. So, yeah, nothing too exorbitant.
Okay. Heather says, if you could only eat one food for the rest of your life, what would it be?
I'd probably go with a meat pie. I really like them. So, yeah, managed to find some people over here that have been selling them lately. And they came through Pittsburgh, dropped a few boxes off for me. And, yeah, I've been eating them quite a bit.
Wow, so what, do you just throw them in the freezer
Heat them up in the oven whenever I want one. They're not very good for you, but yeah, I really enjoy them.
All right, our last question is from MZTavi5. If you could go anywhere that you haven't been, where would you like to go and why?
I kind of want to do a trip through Europe at some stage, just go see all the old buildings and the history of the area. Obviously, they've got a lot longer history than either Australia or America, both of our countries have only been around a couple hundred years, whereas Europe's got that history of a couple thousand years. So yeah, I think that'd be neat just to go see some of those spots.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much for joining us. Thank you to the fans who submitted questions. That's going to do it for this edition of When the Pads Come Off. When the Pads Come Off is an exclusive video series delivered to Steelers Nation Unite members. For access to exclusive content like this and to see more episodes of When the Pads Come Off, join the official home of Steelers Nation today at SteelersNationUnite.com.